I got distracted. Apologize. Oh, well, welcome. You got the recording. Is it going? So we're good?
Okay.
Welcome everybody out for our meeting. It is January the 16th.
February the 16th.
And 12:02. We are missing Vega Lyason, the rest of the board is here, and then Amanda's not with us. Stan's online.
How is he? Okay.
And Stan's up if he's online. So, yeah. And we have Brian Andrew with our engineering firm. Now we have Amanda.
Sorry.
You're fine. You just wonder. So we'll start out with the approval of our minutes from the January 13th meeting. Any questions or concerns on those minutes?
Thank you, motion for the
okay, motion by Scott. Second.
Second.
Okay. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Stand. You in favor? Maybe you can't hear it. Okay. You're going to have to speak up and make sure that we don't forget you, okay? Not that we want to forget you, but sometimes when you're online, it's just, I don't think you're right.
Yeah, I'd be there and I'd just, like, death was over.
I'm sorry. Okay, then we have the short meeting minutes from February 10th. You need approval on them.
I'll make that motion again.
Okay, Scott, second. McCray, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, that takes care of our minutes. Approval. Okay. Financial. My understanding, the finances were approved. In the other meeting, we need to ratify the approval of those finances. So we're looking for a motion to...
I've got a question on that, if I can do that again.
Okay, no, that's good.
The $1,000 from Costco.
That was a computer.
That's what I thought.
That was the computer for Amanda.
Okay. That my daughter bought.
Both of our employees here have new computers. So everything can be on those computers and off their personal computers. That's what that is. So that's what that is, and that's, yeah.
Thank
that
you.
That goes to my daughter.
Oh, I wrote it to you.
Well, that's all right. I'll give it to you.
Okay.
She asked me the other day, she says, am I going to get paid? I said, yes, you're going to get paid. You've got to be patient. Okay, so any other questions on the bill? And we'll note that wages came in, so we've got a full quorum here. If not, we'll entertain a motion to ratify the paying of the bills.
I'll make a motion to ratify the payment of the
Justin?
I'll second.
Seconded by Matt. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you. Okay, as far as the Huntington Cleveland information, we have, I give them our agreement that we have, you know, the letter that Nate put together, I presented that, you know, sent an email that's over to them. They're going to look at it. They haven't done anything with it. I indicated that we have to come up with some type of consensus because we wanted some type of an agreement. The other part of it is water resources. They want of our everything we wanted done immediately, and that contract's written with them. And I know that irrigation companies a little frustrated too, because they're trying to get everything lined up so they can get to work. So that's all I know on that. Any questions or anything?
Just that, so it's in both groups, they have it, and nothing's on us right now.
Nothing is on us. We've delivered everything. We're waiting for a reply back on the letter, and we're waiting for the contracts. Because we, you know, we did the contract, reviewed them as
a couple
months ago or whatever, and we sent all that over, Nate sent it and everything, and haven't heard anything since then. So, no questions or anything on that, I mean. Okay, with the project updates.
I don't have any new ones. Just on the last one, there's a bit of a discussion on formatting and start on ranking last time, so there aren't any new ones that have been applied since then.
Okay, anybody have questions or anything?
So you want to have that discussion now?
Yep.
So I'm the one that brought that up. I'm wondering why we are even entertaining funding an individual project. There's enough company projects and ones that benefit lots of people. So without, I'm afraid we're going to open up a can of worms for every individual that hears about this. Well, I might get some funding for my project now. And money's tight, and I'm just a little concerned about that.
And I kind of brought up, how did an individual get ranked so high? Is there something in our ranking system that is not picking that out so it benefits more people?
Scott brought that up as well. It wasn't that they were ranked as high, but we just don't have any other projects. You know, I was just telling you the ones that have come in. When I showed you the rankings, and maybe I put this in the board packet, he was only slightly higher than the other individual ones. You know, we had developers and individuals come for water rights and tanks, and he was above those, but not above, you know, the public good.
Mm-hmm.
But perhaps I didn't, in my summary, get that to you enough. I tried to say, you know, he was right in that range, but there were no other projects. And it was a relatively low cost, and he came in with his own half of the funding.
So that's why he had other funding sources.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that's why, from a cost-benefit ratio, it was really good. It was a small amount. But he did not rank above any of the few more people. But when you only have one project to consider, that's why when you have an audience of one, you look really good. And I should have been, I don't know, initially like, are Commissioner Bartholomew or Scott? You know, what's the problem?
Are you happy if it's Commissioner?
That's not what I said. I never asked you when I said Commissioner. You took it as a cut.
And as we discussed that, I thought it was a valid concern that I need to highlight that more. I don't think the score is wrong. We can tweak it because we already have the more people, you know, that's one of the 10 criteria. And I brought those just if we want to go over those, if you want to change it. But when I presented that, and it was, another thing happened is, you know, it was proposed to, I thought there would be some discussion on the board's end. It was proposed to us, and it went through.
Mm.
And so I kept my mouth shut.
and so did I, because I was concerned because the project's not as fancy.
But that was my big concern, was we were funding the project in Sevier County.
I mean, the water comes to Sandy, but it wasn't in our county, and I was a little concerned about that portion. But I was like, if the board feels good about it, then I'll support it.
Well, we can highlight that. If you want to change that, we could say individuals are not eligible.
I think that would be a good change because
at this point, yeah.
You're gonna once one gets out.
Yeah, we've already pretty long to say this did get selected. You know, we've had quite a six
that are in the queue now.
When we ranked them originally, we just said they didn't rank them.
So are we going to have a discrimination problem?
And what's the definition of individual?
Yeah. That's why there isn't an individual water out there to come up with a good program. Why would we not support them?
Well, that's what I think is a good
discussion.
Do you want to say individuals or just corporations?
Discussion in the last board meeting. I mean, if you have some good water projects out there and they go through all the criteria and you have a ranking system.
Well, that's what we're saying. I'm not sure it's the ranking system.
I don't know.
How much weight do you put on an organization versus an individual?
Yeah, right now,
you know, like to me, it's already in there, but if you don't have anybody else applying for the money.
Exactly, that's where it is
as well. Use it for individuals that, you know, have bigger projects.
But why do we need to, stand it if we don't have any, because you know that you've got some projects in
the bigger projects.
The major projects that are going to come down that you need the water for, and you've potentially got the need for this money for diversions and other things.
Projects that we know are
coming down. Yeah, and they're all coming down. There's no need to...
How much money?
It wasn't much money, but it is something that needs to be clarified and discussed.
Yeah.
The board needs to be clarified.
I think if it's in your aging process and it's... If it ranks higher than an organization, ranks higher than an individual, and it's already in place, and the board has the discretion to make that decision. It sounds like to me there should have been more discussion in the board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right now, we have two things that go that limit individual. One is the number of acres feet conserved or developed. You know, that's from over 1,000 to zero. And then we also have, if it's for the public or not, there's 15 points there. And so that's why it was, I think, in the 60s was its ranking. Sorry, I don't have the rankings with me, but I believe that's where that got. And so that's what we have. You're never going to get above 70s, basically. But if you wanted sweet that or just say, hey, individuals will be considered on an available space, and if you're saving for, you know, bigger projects, and that's the board's discretion to say, hey, we think there are public ones that just haven't come on board yet.
And I'm okay with that chain of thought. My question is, if you have, say, an individual, which could be a developer or somebody that comes in and wants us to help fund their development project, that's something the board wants to look at or get involved in, or would it better be served that we look at projects that have already been built that are struggling getting finance and getting them up to code? And I'm not sure that's our job to get them up to code, but I'm not saying this way, I need to say it, but you've got lots of situations out there where there's developments, there are developers that wanted to develop that could come after our funding. We also have developments that have taken place that were not maybe put into specifications that really the county wanted them to be or whatever, that need to be, they're looking for funding to help then get up to where they need to be. Those are the types of things that I'm going, where do we draw the line? How do we want to look at this as a board?
Well, when it's developers, they're developing that money. We should not be supporting that type of development.
Well, we have the further down amount,
subdivisions,
and the board automatically threw those out. When we did that first iteration, they wanted tanks and pipelines, if you remember, over by, what was it, Indian Hill was one of the ones to pay for a water right purchase. And, you know, you guys have the discretion there to just sort out. Now, this one in particular, those guys were for zero, and they asked for you to take all of it. This applicant, it was a smaller amount, the smallest amount you'd ever awarded. It was 50% of the cost because they went and got additional funding. And so I just think that's, however you want, we will rank it that way, but that we have some provisions in there for the public already to rank higher.
So it sounds like to me we're two different
ideas. Two different things, but it all part is where we want to go.
Any individual out, others still rank them and give them some hope, but reduce how high they rank. Is that the two schools of thought we're thinking here?
Well, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not a part of the actual board, but I do have a question. So is the, I guess, the water district supporting the county as a whole or an individual?
Yes.
So that's what I'm curious.
But it is, yes. We support both. But our main goal is to protect the water and the quality and the value of water in the county. But that impacts all individuals. So I think the answer is yes.
Both?
Yeah. You know, along the case, not as talk there, you know, this is, I guess this is where I'm really coming from. There's some individuals that are just looking for this type of funding all the time, and they're one step ahead of us all the time. And you have a discrimination lawsuit. This is where you're going to get it input. That when they come in, you've already done this to an individual.
Mm-hmm.
You need to stop this right now, in my opinion, before they even come in, before to say, they're not going to take these applications anymore.
Is there anything in the ranking that addresses the difference between a new construction and an existing situation, especially say that there's a regulatory deficiency?
We do not right now.
So we want to create something in there.
I think that's a good point. You want to do, right now there's acre feet either water conserved or developed. If it was a deficiency, then you wouldn't get any of those because you're not developing it. You have two so far that you guys chose not funded because they were, you know, basically that pipe we replaced. But that was a public health issue, it's not a deficiency.
Right.
Well, you mean Sterling.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted to ask, you know, Sterling fit into the public health issue.
But in that area, I believe we classified it, we talked that through, that they did get barbed because it would be, if you shut it all down, then there would be a zero and the city was involved, so they had a public, you know, there was issues there, not just individuals.
So I can see some of these developers, too, putting a half-assed well and system in right now, and a decade down the road, you know, you've got seven people on this well that are, don't know what to do, and they're having to redo it all, but they're existing homes. And does this board want to...
I take it a step harder. What happens when they start up a... What happens when they start up a system and they can't get a certified operator anymore?
Yeah.
I see that a lot of the developments. You know, if you have your HOA or whatever, the developer's license, you get up going and then they leave town or they retire or whatever. And then you've got a bunch of who are drinking water. Then you know the regulations there, and then there's no one.
Yeah, there's nobody.
You know, how do you find
an example of that when they came. I mean, that was more or less what they were coming. I mean,
yeah.
And what we decided there was that, first of all, it was a permanent residence. It was recreational, so that was our ground, if I remember right, that we turned them down. But these are issues that are going to get more complicated, and we have to think clearly on how we want to go, because we're collecting tax dollars and we're utilizing tax dollars, and we need to make sure that our policies are coming right.
How does the board do it on tomorrow's agenda?
Well, for a walk.
this very discussion that we're having right here now.
Do you want to have individual? It's very easy. We can just put individuals are not allowed, only public or multi. You know, I could see where three or four individuals come together might be a worthwhile project, but not a single individual.
See, that's the issue, because you've got groups that are not technically an irrigation company. They're a mutual association of shareholders, but every one of those individuals, the water right is, should be in their name, but they're together as a group. Do we allow them to come? And I mean, I know we're making this complicated, but I want us all to think about the different levels and the different situations we have in the county and how we could address it and make it fair and not get ourselves in trouble.
Well, and there's also another little piece to think about with this. Say for like some of these individuals and or groups like that, we can say no, but do we actually gain more by saying yes, but you have to follow these other rules out there, or he gives us actually a little bit of control over these.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's the reason we're having the discussion, because I think you and I are a little on the same page. Is our purpose is to improve water usage in the county, efficiency, optimize, whatever term you want to use, and then to protect the public health water so that we have quality water maintaining, right?
Yeah. That's how our bylaws, is that what's right? We'll
put it in the bylaws, though, right? Well, and just take, for instance, those seven home subdivisions that we're going to see a ton of, and say, right now, there's no codes that actually apply to them. They can put together whatever they want. If we did make it possible to fund some of those or upgrade some of those, we could put it in ours, but say, if you want the money, you're going to comply with our 309, regardless of what state says. If you want our money, you've got to comply with code.
I would say, too, because they would be drinking water systems, they have other avenues.
True.
And I like your, we haven't made it an official ranking, but you guys have been very more partial to those that go out and get some of their own funding. You know, when we had the North Creek guys come in,
yeah,
you said, hey, go get your own first, and then you funded their stuff after they went and got some more loans. Same thing to these individuals. I mean, if they're an official water system, they have other agencies to go get. They might not be grant money, it might be a loan.
Right.
But then you could then for sure say, hey, if we're the sole supplier, that's not the intention of the board. Go find some other sources, and then you might be able to help you, you know, and then if you wanted take on an emergency, but that's an exclusion, not the rule.
But Justin, you're still talking about a different thing than what I am.
Okay?
You're talking about a group of people getting together, these seven people coming back in and helping to get their water system brought up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about a single individual coming in here.
Sure.
I don't think that is proper.
Okay?
So, just a suggestion. For right now, maybe we should have a motion that currently we're going to change our, or we're going to make our policy that individuals, we're not funding individuals at this time, and that we are going to table the rest of the discussion to be brought back with some ideas on how we can use our funding to help get people up to code or up to requirements that they need, but with stipulations, like Justin said, that they have to meet certain things, and then we need to come up with what those requirements are. That's kind of what I think the direction that I'm hearing this discussion going.
I'll make that motion going forward, that we do not accept applications from an individual. single individuals are not eligible for our project.
Yep.
Yeah. I'll check it out.
Okay.
Okay, give me an example. I want a discussion.
An example of,
no,
say, okay, sorry.
So give me an example of how an irrigation company is bringing up the coast.
Irrigation company's got more than one people, one person in that, one people in that.
In terms of code, the application for irrigation companies would be, say, like, submit our water use data, or say, that, you know, 5 years down the road that the state comes out and says, you've got to have metering devices with X accuracy. That's about the only place that your irrigation stuff.
Well, and what we said,
over regulatory requirement.
And what we said, that we are not going to fund any projects that does not have electronic metering components to the project. That's what I understood was one of our, so that would be a requirement.
So did the general region fund have that requirement?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it did. That's where we talked about that and put that in. The other thing is the state water resources, and correct me, Brian, if I get this wrong, but they're wanting all irrigation companies to do a water management plan to evaluate their systems and look at where they are, where they want to be, and what their needs are.
And there's, they have not quite got to this point with irrigation systems yet. They will, because they always put it on cities, and then they come to irrigation afterwards.
They kind of are, but yeah. It's usually if they get funding through water resources. Yeah. They require that.
David's entirely right. If you come from money, that's how they get the first pass. But I can disclose this. I represent several other irrigation companies. The state's already come to them and said, you need to turn it, especially, you know, they want their turn in not just their water to save the bird from the stream. They want their users to use data now.
Yes. And where they're driving to with this is doing what's called a water audit. And driving towards this, what is the loss in the system? You know, we were talking about what I've experienced at Fairview, how much loss there was. Getting that applied to the irrigation companies in the future as well, where that they are capable of saying, we put X amount into the system, we know X amount went out, where did the difference go?
There's actually a bill. There's a bill in this session that quantifies what's an acceptable loss.
Yeah, it's 15. Did they go up 15 or 20?
Still, they're going up quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, and the other component that we have is, as we have surface water going to groundwater, we need better data for that. I mean, yes, we protest those, but what we're protesting is the lack of information to prove that the quantity of water they're transferring here is really a real quantity. So those are the things I see that we as a board could put teeth in when we put money into things. Does that answer your question?
Well, I would say this. What we're going for is you're going to have district standards, and you might adopt them from others. But eventually you're going to have a set of district standards that any applicant will have to meet. And I can see if that's the direction you're going.
I think that's the direction we're going. And I think we're going faster than we anticipated we'd do it. Because, you know, with the narrows, you know, the direct diversion, or the reservoir and all that, we've got to start looking further down the road and saying, okay, what type of metering do we want to have? Who's going to do the data, how we're going to tie up water rights and different things, and we as a board are going to have to come up with those type of standards and look at that on an ongoing basis, because it's going to be, have to be changed according to new technology and what's
available. Well, and I think what Justin said here, if you want funding from this board, then it has to be cuddled and tied directly with drinking water, if the drinking water project, tied it to whatever standard there.
Yeah.
You don't want to fund the guy's house if he's not going to be in compliance with state statute.
Yeah. Does that answer your question?
Well, I think my biggest question is the discrimination.
I appreciate that, and I think that's very important.
But I also think about us that this could lead us into a discrimination situation. And I'm wondering if we just set our ranking so high that it's not even possible, and it's a simple way.
Yeah, we could keep that. Just make the two, where I said the benefit, the cost, the water conservation, well, we just say.
If I was an individual, I'd like to know come in and not give a false hope.
But the question is, if you, I mean, let's make it so that's hard to rank. But if you're the only one that happens to apply in this time period, you'll still get funded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's, if you happen to play, roll the dice and show up in your
timing.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think this is very good discussion, which way do we want to go and how do we want to do it.
There again, we don't need to spend money just to spend money.
No, we have, I think we have plenty of opportunities to spend money coming.
On some projects that's going to benefit
a larger group of people.
Yeah, a group.
So we still have a motion and a second. Any more discussion?
So remind me, the motion is to not do it individuals.
Not fund individuals and to, how would I word all that motion? You got it already done, right?
But to have on the next agenda, or the another agenda, the standards that we want to adopt.
The
theaters. Who we're going to fund and how we're going to fund it. Change and update the criteria and make it so that it works.
Yeah, and you know, we're talking about that criteria. Why not you and I had talked about, you know, a certain dairy farm and some of their issues. It's technically water related. Would that fall into our scope or not?
I would say it could fall into our scope because our scope is
water,
water quality and water quantity. If that situation came to this board, and I was still on this board, I would direct them to go to other sources, and then they could come back, but that's an individual,
then they couldn't come back. It's an individual, but an overflowing dairy farm going down and
going
through town.
Every dairy falls into that, and all those dairies have other sources available.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I mean, I think we could be a group of people that could help support them getting to the right sources before
any other funds. Okay, I'm good with that.
I mean, because we want to protect water quality, but we don't want to get into the water quality regulatory realm. We want to assist and try to protect it, our characters. Okay. Everybody understand the motion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
If I didn't hear who seconded it, Okay.
Motion passes. So, I'm going to put this back on you, Justin, a little bit, and on Wade, to come up with some different, you know, looking at the criteria, especially you with the drinking water and what you think irrigation lies after this discussion on what, and everybody else, too, but kind of come back next meeting with some ideas and some criteria. And Brian can help on that and come up with what he can in other places.
Send out the criteria so we can do a deep review.
But I think we need to have that back on our discussion because we're in drought and we've got situations and people are going to start coming out of the woodwork wanting money to help correct their irrigation issues or drinking water issues. Okay.
okay, we talked about current, new applications haven't got any, our change application status is still, I don't think we'll hear anything from the state engineer till the end of the session. But
you might guess too.
I mean, maybe not even then. Oh, I think we'll hear something. It might not be what we want, but I think she'll rule at some point after the session. I don't think it'll be a long time after that.
Wrong. Question about that is the hearing that we went to. It seems like there was a lot from the other side of the mountain with all their lawyers talking about that. Was it possible for us to have people on our side talking and discussing? It seemed like it was one-sided and we didn't have a lot of representation other than, you know, our board, but not any. It just seemed like up on Capitol Hill when we said, hey, you want to write in the letter, we had an amazing amount of support and came out of the woodwork, and I just worry that they didn't see the other side of the discussion. So it was possible for us to...
No, yeah,
we didn't hurry.
I think we have to sign up early if we want to speak.
Mm-hmm.
He gave you an opportunity to speak when you got back before Navy on that.
Yeah, they had more opportunity. We could have, anybody could have got up and spoken.
When they took roll call, that gives you the opportunity.
So can we have individuals still submit letters to that discussion and be reviewed, or is the discussion over and they're just going to rule?
The discussion is over, and those people that were on there that she did roll call, they were people who got protested or did bring the court, so they're on record. They have to be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't have someone new come in now. They would have needed to have done that earlier. This isn't the first hearing for Sweden, so it's established who has standing, and he doesn't.
So no one can write in letters or...
The general public still can.
You can still put support in and stuff, but you
won't be part of the discussion or the...
Anything you turn in to...
I'm
talking about the
hearing.
Yeah.
But there are any change application hearing is what I'm talking about. But anything that comes in on this, they will put in the record. Whether it has much sway or not, like Brian said, you have to kind of be part of that whole process to have a lot of influence.
To speak at the hearing you would, but they'll, anything that comes in and is referenced to that will get put into the file. You send an email, they'll get put into the file.
I did talk to Nate one of the days up
there. But it doesn't mean they have to put something about
the Senate bill in that hearing. But I could... Anybody heard back from him?
He was going to ask some stuff. I haven't talked to him
from the record.
But he was going to ask some stuff to the record to put in there.
Okay.
But I've talked to him since you guys were up there and they got approved.
Well, this is kind of our discussion was that we need to go on record that they continue to...
Yeah, that they continue to object. And that, well, it was Blake Bingham, wasn't he the one that said that Santee does have a water right,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. That their water right is valid, and they have so many acre feet of water that is theirs, and...
Which I thought, he was present in the first hearing and didn't testify. This time he did.
That was good.
That's where you sent over a price and figured you'd get shot. Okay, so change application. We're down to item 6 on the agenda. Brian's sent out information in the current list. I have one question, but I think we've got that figured out and resolved.
Yep.
On the language of our... Protest. Is that McCray? Did he go to the bathroom or did he go the other way?
We just heard the rattling and thought maybe you want me in.
No, I put my pin in the door.
You know, you can push the thing and turn the thing and it unlocks.
Well, you can. Oh, you, there's a little knob there.
Yeah. That's what I did last time. I just pushed it in and turned it locked so I wouldn't be locked out.
Uncomfortable.
No, that's okay. So, change applications. Brian.
They should have been in your board packet, but there were four. Very similar. Got the protest letter, one little clarification on the period of use, which they wrote up. The rest of them, three of them, were down in that horseshoe area that were brought up at last board meeting by a member of the public. And, you know, for these four, they'd already been filed and approved. Well, they weren't. And now they are filed, and we can process them because they are moving towards this program. So the other one, if you have any questions, I've got them up on a map. The other one was over at Archie's Hollow again, which is over by Stanley Mount Resort. And
I never heard of Archie's Hollow.
Oh, you haven't?
I haven't either, but I figured that's the kind of the area.
It's the irrigation company and the resort have water action. It's that and Chicken Trap Spring. Or the two ones you're here with here all the time.
You're
all the time, Dave.
So do I.
There's a lot of lawsuits over that two water.
I hear about lawsuits. I don't hear about
That's what they're always about. One is about, you're not proper. It's about metering, and then they're supposed to let so much go to the irrigation company. There have been disputes on the metering of the water amounts over the years.
And the quantity of it.
Anyway, this is moving someone into that groundwater industry corporation, so I think you should protest that one. That one's the 62 acre feet, is our biggest one. The other ones are all like 1 or 2 acre feet.
Then that is so stupid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's up country. It's like the springs and stuff are down here, and they're moving it up in the watershed.
Yeah.
So it's going to have different impacts. Because it's going to cut the flows before it even gets.
And they don't have that come out of water now, do they?
Well, they're doing that spring and that well.
Well, they claim they do.
Yeah.
And that's the Skyline Mountain.
They're moving it from there up. This corporation must have bought some of the water that's moved it up because it's in the name of the LLC. So someone's building a cabin trying to get a well right up on the mountain.
Yeah, but it's a lot more than one well, right?
Yeah, you said 62.
That's a whole group.
Yeah.
That's just something
that is.
That's
60.
That's a lot.
Well, and he's got a program here, so we just need to improve what we're going to call it.
So what they're moving, you can see it here, it's the three spots.
Here's the four, and that is by Fairview.
Cord to get to that.
That there on that drainage right between Fairview and Mount Pleasant.
Okay.
So there's Archie Hollow, the Chicken Track.
I've been out there a million times. I've never heard it called Archie Hollow.
What do you call it?
It's a Skyline Mountain Garden.
Okay. There's one down by the golf course and there's one further up. And that's where they get their drinking water for the resort. But you can see here they're trying to move it up the mountain to some of
those.
So they're want to abandon some other wells?
Well, they don't want to abandon the spring. They want the spring to continue to flow, but they want to use the water up above.
Yes, that's what most people do.
Yeah. So you see there, it's going up above. Now they have an organized and a master plan water system. The lower third, I can't remember how far it goes up, and then the upper stuff is closed in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Just because there's
takes a lot of money to drill a well, and you're not guaranteed anything. You know, that's right.
And especially when you start getting higher elevation.
Yeah. That's why the well you guys did funded was that, what was something tank? I can't remember it.
Skyline Mountain Resort, wasn't it? That we,
yeah, but it was the tank.
It was the tank for you.
Yeah. That's because they had a really good existing well already.
It's true.
Well, I think we need to all test out.
Mm-hmm. That's all up on the market. I was thinking it's not in the bottom.
Well, a little further to the south, but this is up on
this
top.
This is up on top. That's why you see the rose up there.
Yeah. Up on the face.
So, okay.
Any other questions?
Any other problems on that?
Yeah.
So this is one, that's another one of those deals that the water hasn't been there for years, but it's on face. Yeah, Mark, bottom one in yellow.
Mm-hmm. You want to see that one? That one hasn't been advertised yet. So we can't officially protest it until it's advertised.
Sorry. So which one's that one?
That's the last one.
This is a... They're
up on top.
That's another one from a spring and stuff.
Yeah, a little trick. Yeah, it's over by Morona here.
Yeah. So is it kind of east and...
So here's place view, here's this board, here's office clear up here.
Yeah. That's kind of like the other one that we had that was over here between Mount Pleasant and Moroni.
Yeah, that was on over here.
Yep.
You're just moving it up the hill above the river.
From the slough. I think all sloughs will be dry this year. Yeah, things change. Wouldn't be a good year to have water rights come out and measure it. May that would be a really good year.
Right here. You get the fine places. So that's the application for the others.
Okay. So probably need a motion to approve protesting of the application that we reviewed.
I will make that motion.
Okay. Great.
I'll second.
Second by Matt. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Approved. Aye.
This
yes.
About time for us to get on this. Karen, can we have you burn that other thing?
Aye.
Stuff to do.
Well, we're about to where we need you.
I'll bring him.
You can bring him up, and while you are, let's talk about our district website.
Okay, so I attached that one that I received, and then did you get one from Nate? I mean, he was talking to me about it, but did he give you a...
Hmm. Oh, yeah. So we only got one application?
So far, Nate's been talking with us. He's
yeah.
wanting to know a little bit more of what you guys wanted. I mean, because that depends on the price, so...
No, I understand that, because I looked at the one that you sent out.
Yeah.
And... I was trying to decide whether we did fit into the $500 or did we want more. I think we wanted more that we would probably...
If he was talking about a single page, and I'm going, I don't think that we're thinking a single page.
We need to discuss a little bit more of what you want so that they can give their bids more accurately. Because I don't know. All I know is I do want you do not want that link to our video.
Yeah.
But we're going
to
want pages for,
this was an application page with the ranking criteria.
Yeah, and I'm seeing multiple pages, not a single.
Well,
this is what I have right now. This is on our website that when people call about inquiries, well, I put it right on our current site. You go down to the survey, and then they can download.
Yeah.
All that.
So we just need a link to your page.
However
you want to do it.
That's what I'm
posted on your
so far. Mm-hmm. And we'll need a link to this month, this site.
Or you guys could take our just have this. It's very prominent and easy to get to.
But really, I feel like us as a district should be ours. yes, we appreciate all you're doing, Brian, but I think that should be on our website.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's all by itself.
In my case, I would, if you have one, I would just have a link to yours.
Yeah.
But I think as far as the website goes, too, you want to have a place in there where you can show pictures of previously funded projects. You want to be able to, you know, advertise what we're doing with the money. I just see multiple pages.
Well, and eventually, if you guys start about doing these standards, you're going to have a sense of here's the applicable standards.
Yeah, so you're going to have here's our standards, criteria, here's the application, you know, so that anybody can look at it and say, okay, this is what I have to meet, and this, here's the application I put it in. That's what I would think, and we'll continually refine it, and that's the thing is, the website's going to have to be updated on a probably a fairly regular basis, because that's the problem with websites, that you don't keep.
And we'll want to post the data from the groundwater study and the ongoing information.
Well, I think you're going to want it like, you're going to want to recreate how you set your narrow stripe.
Yeah.
You're going to want to have all that information that's on there as well.
Yeah, you're going to have a narrows page, like you're going to have an application, you're going to have...
You're going to tell the public, go here, here's a response like that public information.
Yeah.
Here are those videos we found,
the link to it.
And then, yeah, all that.
So I think...
You're talking five pages?
Well, we're talking...
Three? Four?
Well, we're probably talking the $1,000 cost, not the $500 cost.
The five pages to begin with, but it's probably going to change in...
It's going to develop.
Yeah.
Because we've got a lot of stuff going on. And
well, then you just contract them to upgrade it. But you need it. A certain size is built now. How big do you want that?
Mm-hmm.
3 to 5?
At least.
I'll say 5 anyway.
5 pages?
5 pages.
What else do they need to know?
The links you're going to want, like, do you want them to create a logo type thing for us? Do you want them to...
Well, we already have a logo.
We have a logo, yeah. I can say, unless the board wants to upgrade it or change it or redesign it, I think we're okay there.
Okay, and that logo, the logo is...
It's right here. I can send it to you.
Okay.
That's your logo. I've been using it.
Okay.
You've used it, so it's your logo, right?
I don't know who created it, but I've been using it. I have a JPEG of it, so I put it on all your stuff.
What else do they need for the...
He just, so I said I told him that we want a link to the little video that we have.
Yeah. Well, and we'll probably have other links.
Yeah.
And then several links.
But then we also want this application. Is that what we want?
Well, I think you could send them this narrowproject.com as an example of what you want, and then you have your links on there, but you have your photos, different...
That's probably a good starting point for the... designer to look.
How many pages does that have on it? It's just one page. It has links to a bunch of
them. Yeah, it's got links on it.
Well, I guess the question I have is you need more than one page, and then that one page could have all your links at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
However
you guys want.
I mean, you could put all this information actually on there. You just have to have a link to it.
Yes, exactly.
On the one page.
So who's maintaining the location of the link point to?
Your new guy would.
That's what I know.
He would manage the links, but I'm saying the location that they're being pointed to, that's a whole other website that it's being linked to. You want this pointing to somebody else's website, or keep it all contained within your website and not have links.
You can update it and not have to lean on these other...
Or somebody else lets their things lapse and then all of a sudden your link sees the function. And that's what I'm saying is I would see it not utilizing links. We embed it all within our own website.
However you want to do it.
That's
a discussion you have with people in the head.
Well, they not like this doesn't work.
It's an old...
The links are gone.
YouTube link is gone, yeah.
And so that's why I'm saying that we need more than one page with links to other people's pages. We want it self-contained, all within our website.
So how many pages? Because to get your accurate bid, you got to have some criteria for them.
I think we want to start with five. And
five pages.
Right now, your current one has five pages.
Okay, so that sounds good.
I can send them the logo, and we want on their sub-pages, we have, I think, for our project applications, of course, our contact information, and that video, and anything else that we need to know.
How often do you want it updated, isn't it? Because they have a service contract on top of it.
How often do they want it updated?
I mean, this is where you should have all, I mean, you put the public notice out and we put our minutes on everything, but we should have a copy of all those on this website that they can just go back in and here's this meeting, I can look at it and review it.
So like twice a month, because you'll have the next agenda plus the last one.
I would say at least monthly with the approved minutes from the meeting. Once they're approved, that's what would we put on there. We wouldn't do anything that was pending.
Are you going to put agendas on there or just the minutes?
I think you'd put the agenda plus the minutes.
Most do, yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay. Well, then let me get back with him and that, because that will change some of the
business. No, that's fine.
But I mean,
you've been trying to pin us down. It's hard to pin down.
Of course you know what. You could get on there, something like that, and download the minutes from the agenda.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know of any other issues company in the valley that does that. So.
There's not our area to company.
Well, Gunnison might. I don't know. Stan, does Gunnison have a website?
Yeah, that's all they're not.
They might. They'd be the only one.
You said they did because you can look up.
You can look up their water usage. So I think they have a website, but yeah.
Well, and that's something too that we should consider about with funding. They have a public information.
So you're really going to stretch those irrigation. Nobody can apply for money.
I don't know. There's probably a young guy there that wants to do that.
They get hungry enough. <that way.
laughs> Young guy in irrigation.
Have we gotten it on?
Not, yeah, the
check scan. Okay,
so
that's fine. That's fine. So we got enough information for you for the website, so
I
you
think,
can go back.
And that'll be better, yeah.
Okay, no, that's good. Okay, let's move to item number 9. I know that there's been some concern about how our public comment has been going on in our meetings and that we get bogged down, and so we probably need a policy on when they participate, how they participate, and how that moves forward. Scott, do you want to help us explain this? I think this is important because we do get bogged down in our meetings, and we get a lot of comments that probably aren't appropriate at the right time at the right place.
This is a public meeting, but not a public meeting for discussion. They're more than welcome to come in and sit and listen. But unless they are called upon directly, they have no right to talk. If they want to talk to us, they should talk to us before or after the meeting, or put themselves on the agenda, an agenda item. Mm-hmm. And I think you'll find that this meeting will go much, much easier.
Right.
Oh, you're fine.
Instead
of going over or doing the same thing time after time after time with them.
Or other things I've seen is you have a public comment on your agenda, but then they are limited to like 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Yeah. I think that's what I prefer, is that every meeting we do have a spot for public comment, so that if there's anybody coming, they have, but we do have to keep it.
Yeah.
On the end of the time frame so that we don't
get bogged down.
So, any other thoughts, comments? Wade, what do you think?
I think that's good. I agree with that.
So we need to make a motion, or just...
Yeah, I think we need to make a motion on this of how we want to proceed with a public comment moving forward.
Sure.
So that it's a policy.
I'll make a motion that on the agenda there's a time allowed for the public comment with a 5 or 2 minute time limit before they can get on the agenda.
Okay. I'll second that by Justin. All in favor? Any discussion? I guess I should say none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Hey.
You're really following those Robert rules today.
I'm trying to be better about lots of things, so, you know, there is lots of room for that.
I think everyone should be good with that, really, though.
No, that's what you usually expect in a meeting. I don't go to commissioner meeting and figure I'm going to comment unless there gets to be a discussion and they ask for comment.
Yeah, we sit and listen, and then the only thing you get is any...
Whatever the time limit on.
Yeah. And you get to pick your name and who you are, and...
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Believe me, this is an annual meeting time. I'm starting to attend a lot of irrigation meetings, and...
So,
I have to remember Robert's from...
Are we on? Down to item number 13, I think that was already taken care of, covering the cost of the mayor and committee, commissioner, groundwater discussion and everything. We wrote a check, we paid for that, that's been approved through our finances, so there's no more discussion on that, right?
I would just like to add that officially on the board minutes. Thank you so much, Commissioner Bartholomew, for allowing us to attend that meeting. I think it was really beneficial. It was the key people, but thank you for that.
Yeah, we appreciate that. And I thought it was a good meeting, other than somebody got late because of traffic. I can't ever imagine that happening.
If you had it tonight, wouldn't have that problem.
I had a lot of good comments after.
That's good.
Conversation needs to start.
Yeah. And we figure that we'll be bothering the commissioners to do it again in the fall with a report and just kind of keep it fresh in everybody's mind a little.
Well, even here, you know, we got the key people and get a few more, but out of course, we had several people come up. We have been worried about this. Can you help us too?
Yeah.
But if we get more information in the fall and find a meaning, a purpose in it, it's going to create more...
Yeah, we're going to get a bigger discussion and a better quality product.
Well, that's it. The presentation we made was an organization that started this 10 years ago. You know, now it's pretty smooth, but you know, it's still an updated, involved organization.
Hey, just sorry, bear with me. I'll be on in a couple minutes.
Okay, we're going to go down to our grandma's coffee. Or King, are you on to take a break?
Go for a break.
We'll talk about grandma while you're breaking. You don't want to talk about grandma. Okay, we've had a person reach out to our employees wanting information on our finances, especially dealing with cloud seeding.
Well, she wants everything now. Now she wants all of it.
Well, I put this on here so that we can talk about our process for requesting of grandma, because I think that if people want our information, that they need to go through a grandma request. Christine is grandma trained, so she would be our acting grandma. What's it called, agent or whatever. Yeah. And so that's where we come.
And we can target for all that.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing is...
How much was that?
And we will only accept grandma requests that have a detailed description of what they want. They can't just say, we want all your information on cloud seeding.
So we need an application. Mm-hmm. And you were talking about somebody at third party tests to do it. Were you guys saying that?
Who?
And we just need the application, an application for them to
We need a request from whoever wants it.
And if they ask for an application to fill out, do we need that?
I don't know that we, I think they,
it needs to be in writing.
Yeah. It has to be in writing, but we don't need to come up with an application. I think that if a person wants it, we tell them, okay, send us a request. We want you to have a detailed description of what you're requesting. And yeah, how far back you want so that, and also there will be a cost for this. Because this is an added burden that's not part of our contracting with our employees and so forth, so there will be a cost. I think we're allowed to charge, and that's the reason we need Nate to be able to tell us, but I think...
You need so much to pay if you print anything.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the time to dig it up and research it, you know, your time. So all those things would be what has to happen. And we will, I mean, when it comes to financial information, we will check with our attorney before we turn over any financial information so that it's, you know, basically when you get a grammar request, we get the details, we'll probably forward that to Nate and say, Nate, this is our request. How should we respond? We should be able to hook it up to all fancy things at one point. I mean, I don't know.
I think we need a room.
We have a bar. Yeah.
Well, I said,
you'll have to fill out a grammar to request
it. Well, we'll make her.
Okay.
Why would we make her? That's not that's what we want to do at all.
She said it. I'm like, huh, okay. Oh.
Well, it should come up to say.
Well, you got to turn the TV on. How do we turn it on? Where's the...
File 5, maybe? That's very well right here.
Oh, the remote's on there. That's probably what we need.
But I haven't heard from her again, thankfully.
Well, but this is a good time to have this discussion. So that we have a policy, understand what's required, and then just... Because there'll be very few people that will push to the full limit once they find out what they have to do. I'm hoping.
Stan was going to be here. I was going to wear my cowboy hat with him.
Oh, it's been a little while. I've got to remember how
to... We need a specific
input.
Input, yeah.
You know, what's it plugged into?
HDMI, I think.
Never which one? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Trying to know.
Yeah. You have to just click through them to figure it out.
That's what I was going to say. Matt is probably handy at this because he probably does this all the time with his ones in the other room, so.
Well, it's not like my
Well, they're all a little different. That's the problem.
I know.
In the
Aren't you excited to be to work today on the holiday?
Well, excited is one word for it. you got normally the reason and the exclusive reason of working that I've got still in the line of sleep, so.
Well, we apologize.
And hey, from this other project I don't want to do, so. There you go, I'm excited to do it.
So, okay, at this point, I need to get a couple guys back in here.
Do you want to ask them about the grandma cost really quick? Or do you want to go back to this?
We were just talking about our grandma policy and everything. And what we have... You heard most of that, didn't you?
I got a little bit of that, Jay, but
Well, the gist of it was that, you know, whatever request you received is actually forwarded on to me, and, you know, we can determine whether there's any applicable basis to, you know, withhold anything based on what's in the statute for things that are supposed to be withheld by government.
Yep, and we were wondering about what we could charge them to gathering up and doing the request.
So, yeah, off the top of my head, turn around the statute, Chris. I believe you can charge the reasonable hourly rate for the lowest level district employee who is able to compile the request. So, you know, kind of up to your discretion to a certain extent, but, you know, like, for instance, you can charge my rate for it, right? You can't charge for attorney fees. Essentially, you have to charge the required salary rate for a district employee to kind of go through the records however long it takes and compile it together. You can charge for those things. And then you can also charge for, you know, if they request physical copies, you can charge for that. Or, you know, whatever that cost is, you have to go, those are pretty minor, but you have to go to FedEx or CVS and send it to that, you can charge for those fees. And then include the time for the person to do that, of course. And then, you know, sometimes if there's like, you know, sometimes it comes up where you have to use technological services, something to, you know, pull back some records, like how this was involved in the past, if you send it down, you can charge for those things too.
We don't have an hourly rate for an employee.
But we can come up with an hourly rate.
Yeah,
I mean, basically...
You just come up with one, basically.
I think you can come up with $20 an hour or something like that, then that would be justifiable, especially what we're paying for what we get. I mean,
we need to set that in here with our board so that that's our standard rate for anyone, right?
It would be a good idea to do that. It would be subject to challenge if somebody wants to think about it, yes. Now, there's some people that are flexible, especially like bigger, you know, like a city or something that have a lot of different employees, they'll just charge whichever employee actually does it. But yeah, for you guys, since you only have one to two employees, and that way it's an hourly rate, it's probably best because of the policy, yeah.
Okay, so I guess that is the motion that we need before we go into closed session. What hourly rate do we want to charge?
That's it, 25.
That's what I was going to
say. Yeah, I was going to say 20 is a good bit low these days.
Well, that's fine. I did get a discussion, that's the intention. So we did well.
Does that include the paper copies for 25?
No.
That's an addition.
Yes. It would be $25 an hour for the research and gathering and any coffees and stuff, we charge...
How much a coffee? Isn't it like 7 cents?
I think it's whatever the actual coffee is.
I don't know.
Well, you got everything else printer and whatnot.
My wife could tell you that, right there. But it's not super cheap. I mean, it is like... Yeah, I think something like 70 or a buck a page.
But if it's smaller, it's more money.
How much math do you want?
Cost actually incurred to get the copies.
Yeah.
Unless you guys, you know, unless somebody just has a printer that you do, which I guess is a problem, and in that case, you know, you just look up and see what the going rate is. But, you know, typically, you know, most print shops are going to charge a different rate based on the amount of pages you print. Sometimes a little bit lower for more pages, for instance, but not always. I guess you have kind of two options there. You can just either react to cost, or if you're going to print it in-house, then yes.
Do we also have to set a minimum hourly cost, saying $25 an hour with a minimum 1 hour charge?
Yeah.
Who's going to say, oh, it's up 37 minutes and wants to go?
Well, I think we're not lawyers, so we're going to charge per hour, not per minute.
That's a good way, because if you do an hour, 1 minute, that's 2 hours of time, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, okay. So,
you're a must to approve that?
So we had a motion already on the table and a second, right?
Okay.
We just need to add the copy, amend the motion to include the cost, the actual cost for copies. Everybody clear?
Yep.
Any discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Okay.
So you got all that? So you're good? Okay. So if Mr. Linda reaches out to us again, we can have specified information for her. So, okay. Okay, at this point,
and so then just clarify, so if there's any sensitive information, we'll run past.
Yeah, we will have Nate check everything before we provide the information to the request.
Yeah.
And do we forward that cost on to them?
Yeah. I mean, we'll probably only get $25 an hour out of it, but yeah.
Yeah, you can, I think you can charge for my time, but you can't charge in high rate, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. I mean, our cost is $25 an hour, so we get paid the slide.
If we have to hire them, then they pay that too, right?
Nope.
No. $25 an hour.
We decided our cost is $25 an hour, so that's what we'll charge. But we will...
If I spend an hour on it, you could add that to the
point. And if you spend an hour, we want you to spend an hour and 3 minutes so we can charge you two.
All right.
So, no, that makes sense to everybody, so we're good on that. So, we probably will get some requests, but the one we got, I don't think we'll ever go anywhere because I don't think people will want to spend the time and energy to do it, mm-hmm. and especially if they have some money.
Okay. And I want to say, let me know if this would be helpful. I want to say several years ago, we handled a grant request for you guys from Utah Rivers Council, the previous board. You know, we can look back at that, but I just said it was all that good.
We just directly sent it to you guys. I remember that. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. So, we need a motion to go into closed session. This is a motion to go into closed session for pending litigation and for purchase exchange for leases of the second and acquisition of the first position.
Roll call?
Yep, roll call. Jay, yes. Yes.
Wade, yes.
McCurry, yes.
Justin, yes.
Matt, yes.
Stan, yes.
Okay. So we are now...